Good morning. Happy Mother's Day to all you mothers listening right now. I just want to say God's love is truly on display through you, through mothering, the way that you care and nourish and the time you spend and the ways that you serve. We just want to say thank you. Thank you for living out of that design that God made you in. We just pray blessings on your day today, that you can find some rest, maybe some time with family today. I know it's a little tricky in this time when we're living in this isolation time, but I do pray that you'll be able to find a blessing in today. And for those that maybe haven't taken a chance yet to call your moms, reach out. Reach out and just thank them. Just pour a blessing on them on this day, just appreciating for all that they do day in and day out in our lives. They never stop mothering. I also just want to say thank you and just a praise report to those that have just been faithfully giving. We've just been watching the Lord just meet the needs each day, each week, as we continue to do ministry in a very important time right now. We have our pastors are very active with people on phone and counseling and just offering group times and things online to keep people connected. We have great small groups that are going, which, again, by the way, get connected in those. There's ways to reach out to us on our web and get connected into those groups. It's been great to learn, pray together, and just be in the Word through the week. We need that. We need to stay walking in this rhythm with God. And we also just say thanks again for all in the community that are coming out and supporting the food pantry and our church volunteers and the volunteers in the community. It's just amazing to watch that food bank each week, just blessing our community and reaching out to that immediate need that is there before us. And so we, again, just say thank you. As we just prepare right now to go into worship this morning and just to enter in, let's turn our thoughts, let's turn our hearts to Him. Let's give Him praise in this place. He is a God who is at work in our lives. He's a God who is worthy of the praise that we sing and we give Him. And so, Father, we lift our hearts of praise to You. We lift our thanks to You for the ways that You provide for us and that You meet our needs. May we continue to pay that forward into the lives around us, being blessings to others and sharing the gospel and the good news to the ways that we live our lives. And I do thank You for mothers this morning. I pray that You would just pour a blessing out on them. Let them know of Your great care over them. And I just pray that they would know how much they mean to those in their lives. And may You make that known to their hearts this morning. And so, Father, now we just turn and we praise. We lift our voices to You. Be glorified today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Grace, we are no longer bound, no longer bound. You call me out of the grave, You call me into the light, You call my name and then my heart came alive.
Your love is greater, Your love is stronger, Your love awakens, awakens, awakens me. Your love is greater, Your love is stronger, Your love awakens, awakens, awakens me.
Shaking, all the dead are coming back to life.
call me out of the grave. You call me into the light. You call my name and then my heart came alive. Your love is greater. Your love is stronger. Your love awakens, awakens, awakens me. Your love is greater. Your love is stronger. Your love awakens, awakens, awakens me.
Oh, and what a love we found.
Death can't hold us down. We shout it out. We're alive, 'cause you're alive. And what a love we found. Death can't hold us down. We shout it out. We're alive, 'cause you're alive. Stronger, your love awakens, awakens, awakens me. Your love is greater, your love is stronger. Your love awakens, awakens, awakens me. Your love is greater, your love is stronger. Your love awakens, awakens, awakens me. Your love is greater. Your love is stronger. Your love awakens, awakens, awakens me.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Breaks the power of sin and darkness, whose love is mighty and so much stronger. The King of glory, the King above all kings, who shakes the whole earth with holy thunder, who leaves us breathless in awe and wonder. The King of glory, the King above all kings.
This is amazing grace. This is unfailing love. That you would take my place. That you would bear my cross. You would lay down your life. That I would be set free. Oh, Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me.
Who brings our chaos back into order? Who makes the orphan a son and daughter? The King of glory, the King above all kings. Who rules the nations with truth and justice, shines like the sun in all of its brilliance. The King of glory, the King above all kings.
This is amazing grace. This is unfailing love. That you would take my place. That you would bear my cross. You would lay down your life. That I would be set free. Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me. Worthy is
the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. You are worthy, worthy. This is amazing grace. This is unfailing love. That you would take my place. That you would bear my wrong. Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me.
Lift my hands to glory. of your glory. In your presence, I am worthy, I am found, I am free. All of heaven surround me, I hear your voice overwhelm me. In your presence, I am worthy, I am found, I am free.
In the light of your mercy, in the clouds of your glory, in your presence, I am worthy, I am found, I am free. All of heaven surround you, hear your voice overwhelm me. In your presence, I am worthy, I am found, I am free. Yes, I am free. I am free. Yes, I am free. And that's the truth. Jesus, is that where you are, there is freedom, there is life, and there is the mercy to be found that we're singing of, and your presence makes all the difference in our life, and especially at a time like this, such as this, Lord, we don't fold in fear or crumble in hopelessness because we hold on to you, the hope of life, the fullness of life. You just keep pouring it out to us, that we would just even dig in today as we just go into your word. We would just soak in life, direction, guidance, wisdom, comfort, healing. We're thankful, so thankful for that life, Lord. So thankful for that freedom that we have been singing of this morning. So prepare our hearts. Prepare our hearts to taste and to see the goodness of God. To let it lift our spirits this morning. May it capture our hearts this day. We lift this all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, good morning, everybody. This is Pastor Andrew. A very happy Mother's Day and Grandmother's Day. And maybe you've got pets at home, and you're a fur mother, as they say. It's a new thing. I just want to say we are so honored to have you listening in today. We think of you. We lift you up. Special prayers and thoughts going out to all of our mothers and grandmothers today. We have a great message in the Word of God. I know we can't gather in the building, the church building, okay? We can't do that. No way. But you are welcome to accept the gifts that we are going to trust you in today, and that's all right, okay? We want you to create or make a little space for what we're talking about today, and then we want you to come in and enter in to what the Word of God has to say to you today. Come on, right? The grass withers, the flower fades, viruses come, things may change, things may close or stay closed, but the Word of God stands forever. And if you would just open your home and your heart, all I want to know is, what are we going to eat after this is over today? When I'm through preaching, what are you cooking? You can text me and let me know what you're cooking. I'm in the middle of a health kick right now. It's not so much trying to lose weight, but just changing my eating habits so that 10 years down the road, I'm still kicking and doing great for my grandkids, and no surgeries are needed, hopefully. But I've seen just about everything you can imagine cross in front of my eyes this week. Oh my gosh, I have been craving certain foods that I know I need to steer clear of, and it just seems to all happen in the course of a short window of time, of course, when I'm in the process of a health kick going on. Everybody, get a physical copy of God's Word with you today. If you have one at home, take one. I know a lot of you all listen online or have scriptures on your apps of your phones and your iPads and whatnot. But if you're listening on your phone, sometimes you have to go back and forth if you're trying to take notes or whatnot. But if you have your own copy of God's Word, that way you're not having to switch back and forth, and you can underline things, write in it. And I want to speak God's Word into your life today. I know you're glad. You're happy, hopefully, to be listening today. Maybe you're on one of the coastline coves listening in one of our beautiful coves of Catalina Island. If not, you're a church member at Avalon Community Church. I welcome you this morning. If you're not, you're from our Avalon community and you're just listening in, trying to check out this whole God thing, welcome to you. Stick with it. Keep coming back, all right? I still have questions about the Word of God or what He's up to, and we'll dive into that together. But I courageously say thank you for coming after this message and sticking with it, tuning in today. All of you are welcome. And you know what's funny is I think a lot of people are going to come back to church once we start those services, especially. It'll look different, okay? It'll look different. And it won't be the same when we start back. It just can't be right off the bat. There might be a new way, okay? And there may be other ways that people think we ought to do things, and we may not do that. I don't always agree to just everything here that goes on just because people think it's right. We've got to pray, guys. We have got to pray and walk with God. What do you want church to feel like, look like? We know that it's not going anywhere. Your church will always be there, thankfully. But what does it look like for the future? The other day, I had someone ask me, if they wanted to hang out and talk online. And I just thought to myself, well, I've got so much to do. I've got all these Zoom things and Google Hangouts things, and I'm talking to other people. But I just thought, people have time now. They want to hang out. What else do we have to do, really, if it's not relational? Spend that time, okay? And unless you're a first responder, and on the very front lines, the world has stopped right now. And there's no rush to anything. There's something about the pace in the patterns. And it's really hard to let go of something you've never known any difference in. So if you're used to a certain pace or certain priorities or certain principles that you've assumed to be true all your life, it can be very difficult to embrace something new. Very difficult. I've got a lot of scriptures to read with you today. And for certain seasons in our life, the process of growing in God and the process of growing in His Word is a process also of releasing something in order to receive something. Amen? And it's very difficult to do, although it sounds really cool. It really does. But as much as we may be very grateful for this, there's also a lot of fear that comes with it when you're releasing things. Last week, we talked about the Israelites, and they were very grateful leaving Egypt, no doubt about it. Some complained, but they were also very fearful, though, of what the future looked like. We talked about that last week. Certain changes are not embraced unless they're forced. You know, it's pretty interesting. Like the Ten Commandments or the Ten Plagues that hit Egypt. Pharaoh had to be forced to let the people go. God had to do this. And He said, unless I forced Pharaoh to do this, He's not going to let you go. Certain changes that are not embraced must be forced if something's going to happen. If your muscles want to grow, you can't ask them to nicely grow. Please grow muscles. The only way you can force a muscle to grow, and y'all know this, is to bring it to the point of failure so that the fibers break down and then they grow back even stronger. They're like a change that's needed in the mind and it's also wanted, but it has to happen in the mind to get into the heart, to let people go. Pharaoh literally took all 10 plagues to get his mind to change. And I want to point out that this is not my message today, but I do want to point out this specifically, that what represented death to Pharaoh represented freedom to God's people. We were looking at that last week. It was the same event, but Pharaoh's plagues became their freedom. And the reason I point that out is because I think we have a choice as to how we view certain things. Certain social media sites in Catalina here are firing up to help people consider differently how to view things. I think we have a decision as to which side we're going to live on, to work with God or to work against God, to cooperate with the things that He allows in our lives. And someone may ask, you know, well, did God send COVID-19? Did God send coronavirus? I don't know. You'll have to ask Him, okay? I'm not God's PR department. They'll always ask preachers, well, where's God in all of this, preacher? And they're confused because that's not my job. And I would say that's not my job. And here's one way that it came to me. I don't work in God's PR department where I'm trying to spin stuff. Well, you know, the Lord said this or the Lord sent that. I don't know what the Lord did. He didn't consult me on any of this. And if He would have, things would look a lot different right now. He didn't consult you either. You know, before folks start getting all high and mighty, I don't think, you know, He put you in on a Zoom call, you know, either, did He? To check with you about the last 7 weeks, did He? Because if He did, then let me know, because we want to get a message to you to tell Him some stuff that we need some things done differently instead of the stuff that's happening right now. But watch this. Here's what I found. Watch this. Here's what's important, that it really doesn't matter who causes it, this pandemic and the things that are hurting us economically right now. It really doesn't matter who causes it, if it's from God or if it's not from God. And I really don't know the difference sometimes. What I do know is through God, okay? Through. It's kind of like His hand. Whatever happens in our lives has to pass through His hands. So whether it came through His hand or whether it was from the enemy is not the most consequential thing. Okay? The most consequential thing is, will I partner with what God is doing if it's not what I prefer? Or will I resist it? Or will I push against it? Or will I go with it? Today we're looking at the parable of the Good Samaritan to illustrate how the interruptions in our lives can actually be God's invitations to go beyond our thinking and push ourselves into His opportunity. And there's beautiful copies of these stories. And we're looking at wonderful scriptures this morning. New Testament, Luke chapter 10, verse 30 through 37. Put a finger there. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. A very popular verse. Luke chapter 1, verse 26 through 38. Put a finger there. And then Luke chapter 1, verse 46 through 49 in the same chapter there of Luke. Let's take a look at the scriptures in Luke chapter 10, verse 30 through 37. And the parable of the Good Samaritan. New International Version I'm reading in today. Verse 30. In reply, Jesus said, a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho when he was attacked by robbers. They stripped him of his clothes, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down the same road, and when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. So too, a Levite, when he came to a place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he traveled, came where the man was. And when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he put the man on his own donkey, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day, he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper. "Look after him," he said, "and when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expenses you may have." Jesus asked, "Which of these 3 do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of the robbers?" The expert in the law replied, "The one who had mercy on him." Jesus told him, "Go and do likewise." Romans chapter 8, verse 28, a very popular verse in scripture memory for so many people. "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose." Once again, a beautiful passage of scripture so many of us have heard throughout the years. I'm looking at Luke chapter 1 now. Luke chapter 1, a story which a lot of people don't read here in the month of May, but typically around December. Verse 26 through 38, the birth of Jesus foretold from our mothers out there. This is a great story. In the 6th month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You found favor with God. You'll conceive and give birth to a son, and you're to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I'm a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age. And she, who was said to be unable to conceive, is in her 6th month. For no word from God will ever fail." "I am the Lord's servant," verse 38, Mary answered. "May your word to me be fulfilled." Then the angel left her. If you skip down a few more verses to verse 46 through 49, still in Luke chapter 1, there's some significant verses there that we categorize as Mary's song. Verse 46 says, "And Mary said, my soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name." Father, this morning as we have opened your word, we ask that you come in and magnify it. Man, may it be as bombastic as all the news and more so, 10 times fold, that we're hearing today. In the media and in the world, may your word come in and ring true 10 times fold with hope and joy. And we thank you for the word of God. In Jesus' name, amen. the gift of interruption. In Luke 10, Jesus tells the parable of the Good Samaritan, where a man was beaten, left wounded in the middle of the road. Both a priest and a Levite, okay, which is a temple worker, saw the man, avoided him by walking on the other side of the street. However, a Samaritan man saw him and took pity on him, took him, bandaged his wounds, took him to an inn to care for him. And after he was well, he even gave him some of his money to account for any additional needs. Jesus asked, "Which of these three do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of the robbers?" It was a Samaritan man, and Jesus commanded them to do likewise. Where two men saw an interruption, one man saw an invitation. Sometimes God's greatest opportunities come packaged in the form of interruptions, don't they? Here are three things that I think we can do to begin to see our interruptions as gifts. Number one I have written down here is make some room. Just make some room. The priest and the Levite were necessarily, they weren't bad people necessarily because they avoided the man in the road. Perhaps they were busy because they had to get to their work in the temple. My friends, we too can become so busy doing good things that we miss the opportunities that rise unannounced. And boy, you better believe that things are popping up all over the place right now with opportunity. What are you busy about? What can be restructured in your busy life so that the priorities come of those relationships that you've put off over the years? In order for God to stretch us, we got to make some room for Him to do that. And this means creating margin in our time, margin in our minds and our wallets. If we want to be able to act at a moment's notice, we got to free our schedule. I'm talking to myself here too. There's a lot of demands that are overburdening us. And if you want to make room for God to guide your thoughts, we have to make room in our minds to focus clearly on Him. If you want to live generously, we got to make room in our budgets to do so. God cannot stretch us until we make room for Him in our lives, those interruptions that are so necessary, like a mother, so to speak, who has those glitter marks, they're now calling them, which is fancy for stretch marks, from a growing baby. The effects of God growing or stretching us to a new level of faith is the best thing that could ever happen. I have number two down is open my eyes, okay? Open my eyes. Number one, we said, was the gift of interruption here, making some room for those interruptions. And now we're saying, open our eyes, God. If we want to see interruptions as a gift, we need to ask God to open our eyes, to see them as invitations. We all come to a point in our lives that life hits us hard with an interruption. We are sitting in that moment now. When what happens, what we see will determine how we feel. It's all about perspective. If you see disappointment, you'll feel inconvenience. If you see frustration, you will feel annoyed. But if you see a gift, you will feel gratitude. If you see opportunity, you'll feel anticipation as you believe God for what only He is capable of. Amen? Are your eyes open to the everyday situation that God wants to leverage as invitations to see Him move? There is great, great opposition to this, my friends. The enemy wants your eyes closed. Okay? And by the way, the enemy uses his heaviest artillery on the people who carry the greatest purpose. Okay? Is anybody listening this morning? Can I get an amen? And so if a lot is coming against you, that means God has put a lot in you. And one of the things that God is showing us in this season is what he put in us. And you know how? How he's doing that? By shutting down everything around us. Because sometimes the only way for you to see what is within you is to see everything that is not within you. I'll put it like this. When I preach to a crowd, I sometimes get carried by the energy that's there or not, okay? But when I'm preaching and there's nobody in this, you know, room that I'm sitting in right now recording this, just a mic, something different has to kick in at this point. Something different has to kick in. Sometimes the Lord allows something around us to shut down, to die, so that something within us can come alive. This really is a combo of lessons, not only in allowing interruptions in our life, like the one that just hit my phone just now, but it's a lesson in letting go. Many times we don't realize we have a lesson to be learned unless we let go of something, or we have to let go of something. Number three here on the things that can really change where we're sitting right now is to magnify those opportunities. I have been talking about this for two straight weeks. Luke 1 recounts the moment an angel told a Virgin Mary that she would give birth to Jesus, the Son of God. Everything in her life was interrupted in that moment by a very difficult task that would bring much pain and a lot of opposition, okay? However, her response, oh my gosh, what it's truly like to magnify a God-given opportunity. Luke chapter 1 there, 46 through 49, Mary's prayer was to magnify the Lord. What does it look like for us to magnify God through this time, even our most difficult interruption going on right now in the world, globally? What would it look like for us to magnify God? Sometimes we can feel like we're not qualified for the opportunities God brings into our lives. Maybe being a mother, you've got several young children, and it has had its overwhelming moments if it's not having them right now. But Mary encourages us all to not look solely at those overwhelming moments or even the opposition, but to magnify the opportunity that's before you. Maybe you've had some tough news delivered to your family. Really hard news. The loss of a loved one through this pandemic. The loss of a career. The loss of a relationship. Let me tell you, even when we are intimidated or hurt by our interruptions, God has placed something unique inside each of us that is designed to still magnify the opportunity within every situation. It's in there. He has created that, and he can pull that out, and he can pull that up to the surface, including your heart, which seems to have such great loss maybe in these times. I don't know. In closing, I just want you to know that God wants to give you new truths to hold on to this season. Some new things to believe. It's not that the truth is new. It's just new to maybe you. Limitations are coming off in this season. Thank you, Lord. If I let go of what was limiting me, and sometimes it's just a belief. Sometimes it's just a way of seeing another way. So, Lord, I'm letting go of limitations. I'm letting go of labels what do I need to let go of, and what do I need to allow as an interruption? Because I'll never make it through this if I don't allow you, God, to interrupt my agenda, my needs, my life, and help me to let go of things. I have to let go to move forward. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your ministry today. It has been so good to receive from you the things that you want to speak. Man, has it been so good. We spend listening to every other voice sometimes, but yours. And it costs us. Because your ways are different. And you're always speaking over our lives. That which is pure and lovely and of good report and praise. Always speaking, always speaking. Sometimes we just need our minds changed. So God, there are things that we want you to change in our world right now. I know people unemployed. We want you to give them a job. People whose bodies are not functioning properly. We want you to heal them. People who need direction from you, or people who need protection from you. Give it, God. But while we're at it, asking you to change stuff, may you change us. Change us, God. Not just conforming our situation, but transforming our minds. I put my mind on the altar today. The way I think about others, the way I think about the world, the way I think about what's normal. Father, show me and show our congregation today your normal. Show us your normal. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, enjoy your day. If you have the blessing of being with your mother in person, man, don't take it for granted. If you got to make a FaceTime call or a phone call, do it. If your mother has gone on to be with the Lord, man, send that prayer of thanksgiving. Thank you for that wonderful time I've had. Thank you for the season of that mothering in my life. And for those of you who are focused on God through this difficult season, maybe it's tough for you. Give thanks. Give thanks. Watch what happens. Watch your faith stretch. God bless you. Have a great Sunday. When will we get back to normal? Well, no one knows. And we can keep waiting, or we can worship. Moses tells us to stand firm and see the deliverance. We are never going back to normal. In fact, some of the stuff we thought was normal wasn't really normal at all. It was just old. Right now, we're going to take communion. This is an opportunity for you and God to connect. And for those of us who have a relationship with God through His Son, Christ, we understand Him to be our Savior. This is an important time of connection and realization of the things that have really gotten in the way of your heart and connecting with Jesus. The things that have distracted you and literally been put in place of where Jesus should be. It is a chance for us to push back against this assault that's on our attention and give it back to God, making a deliberate choice to stay in the presence of God. That's what communion's all about, where we serve a risen Savior and we're thankful for the sacrifice that He made on our behalf with the cross, His death, His burial, His resurrection, and His ascension, having all the power that we need in the kingdom to fight off the things that go on around us right now that are tempting us and attacking our spirit, attacking our souls. Pastor John is going to lead us through communion, so please stay on this broadcast. Right now, let me pray for you. The God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, and Moses, the God and Father of Jesus Christ, we call on you now because you never change and you never fail. We stand before you not just as a nation, but as a planet. And we so crave normal. We stand before seas trying to part with no more than a stick in our hands. And our natural defenses are not effective against the principalities that we cannot see. And when we ask to go back to the old normal, we recognize that we were praying for and asking for the wrong things. We have been praying for familiar, and what we really want is freedom. And we pray that you would use this season in our lives, as horrible as it is, and as weird as it might be, to do something beautiful, creative, and supernatural in our lives. We trust you, Lord, not like we always should. You are our hope and you are our normal. God, I pray that you would reveal your will to us right now. We need a strategy. We need you to speak into the unseen places of our lives, to part the waters of the weary, Lord, so that we can see how your sovereign hand is moving through it all. What an awesome covenant we have in you. And in Jesus' name, we pray all of this. Amen. Thank you for listening today. One last thing. If you haven't uploaded the 1 minute pause app through Ransom Heart, just go to your app store on your smartphone and type in 1 minute pause. If you have it, but you haven't used it in a while, please do so. It will help you out of the chaos. It'll help you linger in your union with Jesus. It's so healing. That's the 1 minute pause app. Thanks for listening this week. God bless you.
Teach me to listen. I don't want to see anymore. Give me a vision. But you couldn't move this heart to be set apart. I don't need to recognize the man in the mirror. And I don't want to trade your plan for something familiar. I can't waste a day. I can't stay the same. I want to be different. I want to be changed. Till all of me is gone. And all that remains is a fire so bright. The whole world can see that there's something different. So come and be different in me. And I don't want to spend my life stuck in the pattern. And I don't want to gain this world but lose what matters. And so I'm giving up everything because I want to be different. I want to be changed. So all of me is gone. And all that remains is a fire so bright. The whole world can see that there's something different. So come and be different. Oh, I know that I am far from perfect. But through you, the cross still says I'm worth it. So take this beating in my heart and come and finish what you've started. When they see me, let them see you. Cause I just wanna be different. Yeah. I wanna be different. I wanna be changed. Till all of me is gone. And all that remains is a fire so bright. The whole world can see. There's something different, so come and be different. I just wanna be different, so could you be different in me?
Thanks again for just joining us this morning in a time of worship and the Word. May God be very present in your life today and this week to continue to trust in Him, look for His provisions, spread the love of Christ, share the hope we have with the world that so desperately needs it right now. God bless you guys. Have a great day.